So that leads us nicely on to ITV and the big reunion. When the call came, I'm guessing it wasn't a very easy decision for you.
It wasn't. The call came to me initially from my agent, and I was like, oh. And it was really weird because it just felt like it came out of nowhere. Even though all these comebacks were happening for other bands, it wasn't on the cards for me with Bewitched at all. So when the call came in for real and a TV was involved, it was like, okay, if there ever was going to be a comeback time, it's probably now, because to be backed by a TV show and doing it with other bands, there wasn't a huge amount of risk, to be honest. But at the same time, I thought, okay, well, I have to discuss this with the girls because this offer is not just for me. But part of me didn't want to even tell them it came in. I was like, oh God. I was happy. I had decided to go back to college. I was working, still walking. I had my function band, The Collection. And it took me about a good kind of 6 or 7 years to do that, to find another way in life that I was genuinely happy and not struggling again. So my worry was, Is the big reunion going to mess that up? Is it going to impact it? Can I really see counselling clients and do the big reunion at the same time? It just worried me. It worried that it was going to ruin a future that I was genuinely happy to have. So I told the girls, Lindsay and Sinead were immediately up for it, and Idel wasn't. She was very sceptical, like myself. And it just took, it took 8 months of going to and fro. I mean, that's contract wise and stuff, it was going to take that long for them to work out the logistics because of so many bands involved anyway. So luckily that gave us the time to really to and fro. And being honest, what helped me make my decision was I was having weekly therapy. I do it because of my course and seeing my clients. I need to support myself, and I see a weekly therapist, and without that I don't know if I would have said yes. It gave me 8 months with my weekly therapist to really talk about my worries that I had with it, address them, and see if I could just put my fear aside and see what came of it. So I decided to. I decided, actually, maybe I will do this. But I didn't, again, when I even said yes, I was saying yes, biting my lip at the same time. I was like, okay.
I guess reality TV, by its very nature, they're always looking for that tearful story. Mm. And there were tears to a certain extent. Did you find it hard doing that sort of TV?
Yes, because there wasn't reality back in our day. It wasn't about that. Everything was behind closed doors, unless the fans heard you do an interview or seen you do a TV show or on stage. It wasn't part of your really intimate feelings going on. So to open up like that was a bit weird. I think it was possibly easier for me than it was for the girls, because I'd chosen a couple of years beforehand to share my story on Lorraine, and I chose to share my story because I knew it would touch people, and I knew it would. I wanted to get out there that actually it's okay if you get a bit lost, you just need help, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. So for me, it was maybe easier to tell my hidden kind of intimate story, because I'd already chosen that it was going to hopefully reach out to people, and that was a good thing. But I think with Idel and Sinead, it wasn't really publicly known that they fell out. Lindsay and Idel, that the tension there was brand new the day that we had that meeting. That none of us knew that was going on in Lindsay's head, so it was like, what? So that was all a little bit awkward. But to be honest, it was only awkward for the few minutes that you've seen on the TV, and that was it. It was, well, editing. Did we meet for 3 hours? Maybe it was 5 hours. Anyway, a very big, long meeting got squashed down into 3 minutes. It looked way more intense than it was, and I think it came across a bit ugly. It wasn't really that ugly. So that was difficult for Idel. Really difficult, because she was like, I came across like someone I'm not. Yes, I did do those things, but actually, if you'd seen the whole picture, if you'd seen what was said before and what was said after, that was hard for her to deal with. Because if you got to see the whole thing, it was actually her that walked away in absolute tears from the end of that, and just feeling really uncomfortable and not knowing if she had a place in the band. And so, yeah, it was really difficult, especially when we seen how it was edited. It was like, oh, gosh, we're not in control of that.
How long were the days on the big reunion? I guess no 2 days are the same, but were they fairly long, intensive days?
When we were rehearsing for Hammersmith, yes, because we had 2 weeks, and like, to come to dust yourself off after 10 years and have 2 weeks to put it all back together again. We were really scared about that. I mean, we actually didn't think we could pull it off. We were trying to fight for longer with ITV. We were like, this is crazy. You're trying to do a hit TV show. You know, you're trying to put on a big show at Hammersmith at the end and film it to go on the telly. We're really putting ourselves on the line here to only do that for 2 weeks. We were really, really nervous about that and not happy at all. And we just didn't think we'd make it happen. And we were very surprised that each and every band did. Really surprised. For me, I think it was really, I was really lucky that I have the collection and my function band, because I was performing most weekends, day in, day out, for the last 4 years. So, but Sinead was terrified. Terrified. She was like, I haven't opened my mouth in 10 years to sing. Like, so she was absolutely terrified. But we did pull it off.